What is at the very top of your education reform?
I think there are three big things at the top of the reform agenda. Number one, professionalized teaching. Teaching right now is basically an assembly line, right? And we have got to reward excellence, have consequences for non-performance, but really make teachers the heroes and not lock them into an assembly line mode. Number two is to give all families choice. You know, middle-class families, we all want choice, but for some reason we think poor people should only have one school, the neighborhood school, and if that doesn't work, tough. So I want to open up choices, more charter schools, more public school options. And number three, to use technology and software in a very different way to help instruct our children. We have a 19th century classroom model in the 21st century. So those are the three big things. Right.
And your next gig is going to be pushing new methods of learning.
Exactly. Right. Using technology, software, distance learning, platforms, individuation, so that we focus on each child rather than think one teacher can figure out the sweet spot in a class of 26 kids.
What are the big outcomes that would come from this?
I think the big outcomes are really to dramatically increase the number of people graduating from high school ready for college. Right now, throughout the country and in New York, we have far too few kids graduating, period, and even those that are graduating are not college or career ready. So we've got to change that. That's the future of the country.
Are they not graduating because they can't hack the work, they're disinterested, they're bored, or, I mean, is it that if we make school more interesting, they'll stick around longer?
I think so. Yeah. I think if we do a better job in educating our kids, I think we'll get better outcomes. I've seen that in New York. Our graduation rate has gone up over the last 8 years, 20 points. That's some 15,000 children. In fact, I was just earlier today at an event called Grad Nation in which they highlight those changes. But it's a combination of engaging children, of instructing them well, of keeping them on course. Right now, far too many kids fall off track and don't get back on track.
What are the big obstacles to the types of changes that you're talking about?
The biggest obstacle is the status quo has enormous defenders. I mean, everybody understands.
But it's not just teachers unions then. So who else is?
Politicians, a lot of times the bureaucrats. People who do well under the existing status quo, whether it's the unions, whether it's the politicians, whether it's the bureaucrats, vendors, those are the groups that will protect a status quo that serves their needs, even if it doesn't serve the needs of the students. So to me, the way I see this is we have got to move to a customer-focused school system. When I say customer, I mean our students. Right now, they're the ones who essentially are conscripted into a single school, et cetera.
Virtually every other aspect of American society has shifted to a customer-focused worldview. Why is it taking education so long?
Government tends to be different, but think about this. Our college system is customer-focused, and still today, America's college system is respected throughout the world, our colleges and universities. Our K-12 system is not customer-focused. And as a result of that, we're paying a price. And again, the same reasons is because there's a political group that supports the status quo because it works well for them. Whether it's the unions, the politicians who get the benefits from the unions, that's the way this thing works.